The other race of people moved out.
The whites?
The whites.
Okay.
Okay, not South Dallas. It was what you were calling boom, you know, booming part of Dallas for the black man. All right, the black man decided, well, it's just too bad, you know, and so they decided to let some of the black come over to Oak Cliff, into the better parts of Oak Cliff. They opened up the housing thing, so to speak. All right, the migration started. The black man's moving in, so the white man moves out. So the black man goes in there, and those that really want a nice place, they went in there and they purchased what was available, which was beautiful to them, you know. Might have been a house 25 years old, but it was in good shape. It had been kept up. And with them moving out from South Dallas, but then there were other people moving in there, and that brought in a lot of out-of-towners and out-of-the-city people and whatever. City of Dallas, I'm speaking of. And they just sort of come in, and then they throw the apartments in. Well, that brings in a lot of unwanted.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this is where you get the migration from North Dallas to South Dallas, from South Dallas to Oak Cliff. Then from Oak Cliff, they're going to Pleasant Grove. I don't know where the next move will be. Now, I find that a lot of people have moved to Plano. I don't know how it is now, but without. Well, I said 4 or 5 years ago. 4 years, anyway. It was really mixed. You know what I mean? It was integrated. Because it was families trying to find a place to live. A nice place for them to raise a family.
Plano?
Plano. And they put the homes in there, GI and FHA. I think it was FHA. Yeah. And people went in there. I don't think it mattered so much, you know, who my neighbor was. But then there's always a catch, you know. So a lot of them moved out and a lot of them stayed. Now, I don't know what it's like today.
I don't really know either. I know that I ride the Transportation Enterprises bus to North Texas, you know, and there's a stop at Richardson, and the Plano people have to come down to Richardson to get on that. That stop, that's the closest stop, and it's one furthest stop. And there are several blacks who come from Plano and come at Richardson stop.
McKinney is another, where they went in and built homes. I have a girlfriend that lives there. I know they paid like $20,000 for their home, and they had to put more money to get the extras they wanted, because the house was, they had like three plans. Maybe this is not important.
No, go ahead.
Oh, anyway, they had like three plans that you could choose from. And that gave you one, you had a carpeted living room, dining room combination, and master bedroom. But they wanted dishwasher and disposal and all these things, all the extras and some cabinets, extra cabinets. Well, they had to pay for that. And they paid like $189 a month for this.